Morning, Michael. How are we doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Alex, how are you?
Not too bad. Very keen to get into a couple of new films that you've been looking at over the last few days.
Excellent. I've got two very different films today. One could be described as cinematic comfort food, and that opens in cinemas today. The other one, a slightly spicier dish, if you will, that is currently streaming on Netflix. I'll start with the comfort food. This film is called The Food Club, or Madklubben if you're Danish. This is a film that demonstrates that not only the English can make twee cookie-cutter films for the matinee set. This one stars Kirsten Olesen, Kirsten Lehfeldt, Kirsten, very popular name in Denmark, and Stina Ekblad. It's directed by Barbara Topsøe Rothenborg. Marie, Berling and Vanya are three women in their 60s. They've all been friends for years, but don't get together as often as they should. Christmas Eve proves to be a watershed moment in the lives of all three women. Marie's husband leaves her, Berling realises that she's become distant from her daughter, and Vanya still can't let go of her husband who died 8 years ago.
Jeg har været vi i 44 år. Hustru, mor, farmor, det er den jeg er.
Jamen du er da meget mere end det.
Og ved du hvad? Du kan kun hævne dig ved at leve så længe og så godt som muligt.
So the three decide to head off to Puglia to do an Italian cooking course to find themselves.
Buongiorno, I'm Alessandro. I'm the host and also the cook.
Against the backdrop of the beautiful Italian countryside and a lot of food porn, be prepared for surprise, surprise, an emotional roller coaster as the three friends first try to come to terms with the relationships that they have with each other and then their own personal situations. Will Marie be able to accept that her marriage is over? Will Berling work out how to resolve her relationship with her daughter? And will Vanya finally get some from Jakob, a mature fellow who also happens to be attending the cooking course? Well, what do you reckon?
Pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm happy to forgive the fairly predictable storylines of this film, but I do have a bit of a quibble with one aspect. It's supposed to be late December, early January, and everyone's just swanning around in shirt sleeves and summer dresses. I know Italy is a bit warmer than Denmark, but this film suggests that it's summer all year round there. I think it's artistic license taken just a bit too far. So you might have guessed that these films aren't really my bowl of pasta. Perhaps that says more about my own denial of the aging process, but it is unchallenging, gentle, light-hearted and frothy comedy with heart, beautiful scenery and mouth-watering food that maybe the elderly relative in your life would enjoy seeing with you perhaps one afternoon. The Food Club, a bit like Grandma's cooking, a very familiar taste, but you don't eat at her place to be surprised.
Yeah, I feel like if you haven't been able to go and see Grandma in a while for whatever reason, maybe this is the perfect day out and you can have a nap if you need to while she's holding onto the edge of her seat, very excited about it.
Yeah, maybe just enjoy the scenery and the food. You might want to go out for some Italian afterwards. I'll move on to The White Tiger. This one's just started streaming on Netflix. It stars Adarsh Gurav, Raj Kumar Rao and Priyanka Chopra, a name that listeners might be familiar with from her performance perhaps in Baywatch. She's also married to a Jonas brother and she is also a producer of this film. The film was directed by Raman Barani, who did films like Fahrenheit 451 and 99 Homes a couple of years ago. He also adapted the screenplay from the Booker Prize-winning novel by Aravind Adigar. The novel came out in about 2008. The White Tiger is the story of Balram, played by Adarsh Gurav. He's an ambitious young man from a poor rural town in India. Balram is highly intelligent and wants more than life working at the local chai shop, the future his grandmother has worked out for him.
They had plans. I had plans too.
As Balram grows up, he realises that poor people like himself are kept in their place by corruption at all levels. Family, local, business and politics, right up to a national level. And the only way to succeed is to get involved and look for opportunities as they present themselves. Or perhaps sometimes even make the opportunities, Balram's rise begins when he gets a job as a driver for Ashok, played by Rajkumar Rao, the son of a local businessman slash standover man slash gangster type.
I want to be a driver for your son.
Hey, I'm Ashok.
Hey.
Now, at this point, you might be thinking that The White Tiger sounds a bit like Slumdog Millionaire, but if both stories were fairy tales, The White Tiger would be more grim to Slumdog's Disney. And Balram's moral compass isn't necessarily locked in on true north. He'll do whatever it takes to succeed.
They made me sign that confession.
The White Tiger portrays India in the early 2000s as a country and an economy on the rise. Definitely a harsh and unforgiving place. To achieve financial freedom, you need to be born in the right class, probably upper middle, and even caste, though this film is a bit hazy on the details, or be connected with the right people. And even then, you'll have to make plenty of sacrifices and compromises to succeed in the world's largest democracy. A phrase Balram uses very often with more than a hint of irony throughout the film. If you enjoyed the novel, the film does an excellent job of capturing the spirit of the book. Though a bit like Slumdog Millionaire, you get the impression that maybe this story is a version of India aimed at a Western audience rather than a domestic one. Highly engaging, pretty dark, and a little bit dangerous. Beware the claws of the White Tiger.
I'm just the one who has woken up. While the rest of you are still sleeping.
Thank you so much, Michael. Two films to see, depending on how you're feeling on the day, either challenged or not. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.